Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
Here we are. We are heard around the world from the Cabbie Fiverr Studios. It's MikeO'MaraShow.com. And we're on great stations like Iowa 1630 KCJ. But they're not going to f***ing hear this.
No.
And also on 107.1, the f***ing game. We couldn't let it go on there. And
you've had a glass of wine, haven't you?
I am enjoying a glass of wine.
Because you're starting the bonus show, not like it's a bonus show.
Exactly, because there's no real lifting necessary for me outside of taxing my brain on my wonderful marital situation.
This is so true.
Because this bonus hour is special. This bonus hour is all about the newlywag game.
Yeah.
The newlywed game with wives and girlfriends. And that's why I thought it would be appropriate. Well, outside of the fact that I'm simply an alcoholic to start with.
No.
To have a nice glass of wine. Thank you, Mark.
I think it's nice that in the, you know, the time when we were uploading the last show and you had your glass of wine, much of the shaking has stopped.
Yes. Yeah, that shaking that I get.
No more sweating.
4 o'clock in the morning.
It happens all the time.
It's past now. You know, we're here. We're ready to go. We're ready to play this.
Kick back a little today as we try out a new Quizmaster.
Yeah. Yes. I'm excited. And, you know, Mark Ronick is going to be emceeing our little game today. And, we're very excited about it.
That was perfect.
I have added pressure, though, because...
How's that, Mark?
Well, my lovely bride has gotten off early today, and she is sitting...
Hey, watch it.
She, yeah, got an off.
Early.
Oh, really?
Oh, dear.
And, that's bonus video right there.
She was hanging out with Mark earlier.
Oh, dear.
Hey!
Anyway, come on. I'm feeling randy today.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I can see that. And Randy appreciates it.
It's Valentine's weekend.
Mm-hmm. And we all know what that means.
Anyways.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what's going on. It is like two sips. I've been up since 4 o'clock in the morning. I have two sips of wine. I get a little goofy.
That's all it takes.
So it's the newlywed game. Mm-hmm. And Mark, I guess I can hit the buzzer and stuff. Do you want me to introduce it? Or do we have the music for
it? No, we've got music. Rob and I have worked it out.
Is this going to be a Rob Ronick production here?
Yes.
Shall we call our company Robic?
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Robic Productions. Nice. And I don't know how. I guess I've been told by the boys that this will take up the better part of the hour.
Yeah.
And so without further ado, take it away. It's time for the newlywag.
Enjoy.
From Manassas.
Not so loud.
The snowblower capital of the world. Here comes the newlywags. Yay. Couple number one, married 37 years.
What?
And once had sex with another couple on a beach. Please welcome Buzz and Marsha.
Oh, no. Wow.
Thank you.
And couple, couple number two, married over 14 years.
Huh?
But they say it feels more like 37. It's Rob and Carrie.
Thank you.
And
very fond of her.
Couple number three, dating exclusively for over 2 years, and here to try to win prizes such as sunglasses, mobile telephones, and laptop computers, say hello to Oscar and Kara.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Woo! Arriba!
There's some of that as well.
And couple number four, married almost 2 years, but often confused as father and daughter, pleased to meet Mike and Carla.
Thank you. Really, that's not necessary. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you. Thank you all very much. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you. Welcome, everyone.
Now stop it. That's not necessary.
Seems the crowd really has an early favor.
They really love you.
Wow. Yeah, that's really good. That's right, yes. And we're happy to be here. Yeah, we are. Thank you. Yeah, that's a okay? I know you're excited about that.
I was amazed.
Very good. That's good.
Oh, excuse me. Mike. Give them what they want, Mike.
All right.
All right. Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Bob Jubanks. And here's how the game works.
Okay,
that's pretty good.
That's good. That's
Bob Jubanks.
So we'll play three rounds today.
Three rounds.
Round one, we'll have five questions that are worth 10 points.
Every time you stammer, I'm going to hit that button.
Okay, that's fine. That's
all right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Fingers going to get tired.
Round two, also five questions and worth 20 points each.
Very good.
And then round three.
What?
Keep going. Forge ahead.
We'll have one question, and that'll be worth 50 points.
Wow. A 50-point question could decide the game.
And
tradition!
We'll even have a tiebreaker in case there's, you know, that's necessary, so we'll do that. All right, gentlemen, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yes.
Ready.
Let's play the newlywed game.
Hey, Mr. Jubanks, did you prep Mike on proper game show etiquette? Because he seems to be pressing his luck.
He's out of control.
Oh, I'm just having fun.
Yeah, just having a little fun.
Just trying to have a fun time here.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha.
So, gentlemen, here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to go around, ask you each a question, the same question, and we'll play the women's answers after I've heard all of your questions.
Okay. Perfect. That works. Yes.
All right. Who are we doing first?
We're going to start with couple number one and Buzz. So, Buzz, what is
Bob.
Your favorite food?
My favorite food is steak.
Okay. And Rob, what is your favorite food?
I would guess Chinese. I think Chinese would be my favorite food.
Okay. Oscar, we asked Kara, what is your favorite food?
French fries.
Okay. And Mike?
I like Bob.
Oh, okay.
I like eating
Wow. Mm.
I see.
That's what I enjoy
more
than. Is
that your final answer?
No, my favorite food?
Uh-huh.
Lobster.
Okay.
Ooh, excellent. Well,
makes sense.
All right. So now we are going to go.
She's in here and she's giving me looks.
Yeah, that's not working.
Tell me
no more look. No more
already.
Now let's start with.
And I'm dirtier with my wife around, which is interesting.
I think it's the
wine. It's like I'm showing off.
Let's start with couple number one. Marcia, what did you say?
He likes Alaskan king crab legs.
Oh, I'm sorry. And listen, hey, Quizmaster.
Yes, sir.
Little tip here, okay?
Yes, sir.
When we go to Marcia, Buzz said steak. Let's see if Marcia answered.
You got
it.
Right.
Steak.
Got it.
All right, very good.
Did not match steak.
No points for Buzz.
Alaskan king
crab. All right, and then we've got Carrie and Rob. I believe you said Chinese food.
Yes, the food of the East.
Let's see what Carrie had to say.
Okay. Chili dogs.
Chili dogs. I'm sorry.
Good
that
answer,
is
though.
Not right?
That's a good answer.
It's going great so far.
Hey, there's a real. Carrie's answer is the right one.
That's the one I believe. Yeah. Yeah.
I think we're going to get a lot of that from that pain in the ass.
And Oscar, you said French fries. Let's see what Kara had to say.
Hey, pizza? Yeah, his favorite food is. No, his favorite food is French fries.
French fries!
Yay! French fries!
Our first cheat.
Is.
Our first cheat alert. Uh-huh. Our first cheating alert.
Really? You think so?
And Mike.
She loves pizza.
Yes.
I've only can think of as your answer. I forgot what.
Lobster.
You, lobster.
Lobster.
That's
lobster.
Right. And your wife said.
Ooh. Pasta.
Pasta.
I don't know, but I can say I said it's pasta like with clam sauce, but I just want to be generic, so definitely pasta.
Pasta it is.
I like dumb the, bitch.
Oh, but Mike, she's
say
in the room.
Oh, I'm sorry. I love you. I'm kidding.
No,
I'd never say that if she wasn't here.
Of course.
No. I can only say that because she's here. She's gonna kill me.
You know what goes great with pasta? Chili dogs.
TMOS Classic.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
All right, Buzz, we're on to question number two.
Question number two.
Buzz, who takes longer to get ready in the morning, you or your lady?
It's close, but I'm going to say Marcia takes longer.
Okay, yeah. And Rob, same question.
Buzz takes longer.
Hey, play it like the newlywed game where you have like a discussion with Bob.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
You're sitting there going, both of you are going, she does. Come on, you dicks. Come on. That's how the game works. Come on now.
Can we have some more wine in here, please?
Thank you.
No, you know
what the hell's wrong with all of you? You made me late already.
It used to be very clear cut, but now that I've grown my hair out, it takes me quite a bit of time to get it looking this good, Bob. I would, however, say Carrie because of the copious amounts of makeup.
Okay, right. And Oscar, what do you think?
Well, Bob, it used to be Kara at times because she has hair extensions, as you well know. Sometimes she has short hair, sometimes she has long hair.
Okay.
But in my case, with my choice of wardrobe, it would be me. I take longer.
Really?
All right.
Yeah. You dandy.
And Mike, same question.
As many of you know, my wife is a fairly famous spokesmodel, and you know that face does not exactly just come out of the room every day. You know,
okay.
There's a great deal of effort and time required to make herself look presentable. Me, on the other hand, it always is dependent on the morning BM. Whether the bowel movement will be lengthy or brief.
Do you think that counts as part of getting ready?
Well, of course it does.
Okay.
I don't want to be, walking out to my car with a turtle head.
No.
I don't want that to happen.
Although it's been done.
It's been done when one is late.
That's right.
One must be on the radio.
That's right.
One must prioritize.
Apologies to Kirk McEwen for those several days, you know. Squidging. No, it's slam dunk. This she will say she takes longer.
Very good.
She takes
all right.
longer.
Here and now, let's, Buzz, yes. You answered your wife.
Yes.
So let's hear what
No. Hold on. Oop. I'm just giving you Quizmaster 101 here, okay? The question was, who takes longer? Your wife answered. Okay. She does. You answered. That's how.
Right.
You just recap it every
right.
time.
Right. Okay. Called a reset.
That's how you do it.
You got it.
And you're going to be a number one Quizmaster when
you
get done.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good. I'm glad. Thanks, Rob.
I believe you.
All right, Buzz.
Yes.
We asked Marcia who takes longer to get ready in the morning, and her answer?
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, hold on.
Let me stop again. We asked Marcia who takes longer to get ready in the morning. You said she does, and she said that's how Eubanks would do it.
Because
right.
You
want to purist like I am, right?
No, he would do it so if you just tuned in at any moment,
right.
You'd be able to
know what
the
was
show.
Going
exactly.
on.
Who's people are Bob Eubanks?
Bob Eubanks was the
host of the Newlywed Game.
I'm just messing with you.
Oh, you knew? That really, he knew that would, you know why he did that? Because he knew that really would piss me off.
You know what? It made me die a little inside.
See, sometimes when he does it, he knows I don't care. He knew I'd care about that one. I gave you exactly the reaction you wanted.
I thought a lot of people don't know this. Not only did Bob Eubanks host the Newlywed Game, he also invented the back brace.
He also was a really renowned bigot.
Oh, yeah.
We found that out.
Was it Roger and me?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, now we go into the wives' answers, so recap it again.
All right, Marcia, who takes longer to get ready in the morning? You
Hold on, I have to stop you there.
Buzz.
Buzz answered. Buzz, you recap the answer, because otherwise it has no import Marcia says.
Right.
You see?
Right.
That's how it
well, that's
so
true.
Buzz's answer to who
Buzz's
gets...
Buzz's answer was, Marcia takes longer?
Yeah, correct. Yes.
All right, and let's see what Marcia said.
Thank you.
Me.
Me, she
so
said.
We have a match.
So we've got a match.
Finally, a match.
Woman of few words.
How do you live with someone so verbose?
I try to keep it to a minimum.
And you know, amazing, that's Carrie's answer to everything I ask her. Me.
All right.
Rob, you were on the fence, but decided to go with Carrie as taking longer. Let's see what she had to say.
Me.
Yeah.
Pain in the ass.
Very good. Our first points of the game.
Right. And Oscar, I believe you were the only one to answer yourself for this category. And Kara said...
Oh, me by far.
Oh, sorry.
Not a match this time.
In your face,
Oscar.
French fry boy.
That's actually, Oscar had the first points of the game.
That's
though.
True.
Yeah.
All
right,
that's
here
true.
We go.
And Mike, you said your lovely wife, and let's see what she had to say.
Mm-hmm. Definitely me.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Nicely done.
So the rest of us got on the board this time. We're all on the board now.
Hey, get a room, you two. With the blowing of kisses.
Sorry.
That's quite enough. Oh, I guess you're right. I guess they have
this
a room.
That's the
room.
End of the second round.
No,
that's the end of the second question.
Right.
So, Buzz.
Yes, Lord Quizmaster.
What body part of yours do you hate the most?
I'm going to say my stomach.
Okay.
I think my stomach is probably my worst feature.
The discussion.
Yes. Yeah.
See, Bob would say. And why would that be, Buzz?
Probably because of my surgical scars and the fact that I could maybe be working out a little more than I have been.
Not me. Not I. All right. So it's your stomach?
My stomach, clearly. Okay. I think that's it.
And Rob, your wife, we asked your wife, excuse me.
That's right.
What body part you hate the most?
My penis, it's so big.
I see.
It is really, I mean, God, I can hardly, you know, it's tedious to buy shorts.
Right.
Because but I'm not going to go with that. I think I'm going to go with, I think my ever-increasing forehead.
Forehead. Oh, the receding hairline.
Yeah. Well, we don't indulge in that because we already know about
your big
forehead.
Exactly.
And Oscar.
Well then. Yes, Bob.
What is your most hated body part?
Kara likes to snug a bug on the couch.
Okay.
But what she likes to do is put her hand right on my stomach, which obviously any man that likes to be fit. If you don't have certain abs, you don't feel comfortable
Uncomfortable,
so it would be my stomach.
Your stomach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Mr. O'Mara, what do you think your wife said is your most hated body part?
I would think this is pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. I hate to be like everybody else, but I've thought about it, and because it is the largest part of my body, mm-hmm. and it's the part I would like to shrink the most, and I hate my gut. I hate my big old gut.
Mm-hmm. And
mine,
truly your gut.
And yet I love it.
Thank you, Rob. And I, you.
Thank you.
And all
I,
right.
And I, yours.
Oh.
So now, let's see, Buzz. Your answer was stomach to this question.
I didn't say that,
Let's see what Marcia had to say.
All
right. His abdomen.
We'll give that to them.
Yeah.
Why don't you say yes?
It's a match. Nicely said.
Do you like my new ding pattern?
I do. I like that.
You get a letter of congratulations from Chuck Barris.
Thank you.
Have some more wine.
So now, Rob, you said your gigantic forehead.
That is my most hated body part.
And let's see if Carrie agrees.
I like the laugh.
I don't.
His stomach.
Stomach.
Oh. Sorry, Rob.
Sorry.
As always, she clearly understood the question. What Mrs. Spiewak was answering is what she hates.
Well, you got to take that into consideration
that
when you're giving
the fact
your
that
answer.
She doesn't listen.
Okay, very good. He's getting hateful.
Oscar, you also said stomach. Let's see if we have a match.
Interesting.
Stomach.
Stomach. Another match.
Right away.
Listen to that. Wow. All right.
And lastly, Mike, you also said stomach.
Yes.
Did your wife say the same?
Probably his stomach.
Stomach!
Yeah. Another one!
Universal.
Nice. Well, no, universal would mean everybody got it right.
Very good.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Universal would mean people listen.
You're in a different universe.
That's too funny.
All right, Buzz.
Yes.
We asked your wife, who's smarter?
I don't know what she would say. I would hope that she would speak the truth and say that I am clearly smarter.
Okay. Now, you can't do it on hope, though.
Yeah, no, well, but it's the best guess I have. I'm going to say, I think maybe this is her honest assessment, that of the two of us, I'm the smarter one.
Okay.
Okay, and
which
Rob?
Is scary.
Here's where it gets complicated, because I am so clearly mentally dominant in the house.
I understand,
but
Rob.
Is she stupid enough to think that she's the smarter one?
Wow.
I'm going to say she's, you know what? It's very close. Because you know what? Carrie has a certain wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm smarter.
Okay.
I am smarter.
Rob says he's smarter.
Yes. Okay, Rob. And Oscar, are you smarter than your wife? Or
girlfriend? I would say that I am smarter, but purely because I am older and I have more experience.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so your answer is yourself. And Mike, we're going to end up here with you. What is your answer? So
I'm smarter. Okay. No question.
Attaboy.
Let me lock that in.
I like having
all
a studio audience
I can't
of one.
Wait to see how this turns out.
My wife and I are very honest with
each
other.
Buzz, you thought you were smarter.
That's
does,
what I
does
said.
Does Marcia agree?
Yes,
Buzz.
She does.
Oh,
that's sweet.
Nice. That is nice.
Nice. Very nice.
And Rob, I believe you said yourself.
I think I'm getting a rash.
Does Carrie think that?
I didn't expect Rob to make me laugh more than anybody else in this game.
Get ready, America.
Does Carrie think the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Rob.
That's sweet.
You got it.
That's sweet.
Yeah, but it shouldn't really have been that hard.
I heard a laugh of disbelief.
I know.
That's the laugh that's what lasted 14 years.
Now, unfortunately, I don't have the audio. It seems to be missing, but I do have her answer handy.
Mm-hmm.
And she also said you, Oscar.
Oh, that's very
I'd like it better if you said it like her.
I need Mike's machine over there.
He's got it.
Oh, Mike might have the
Apparently.
Audio.
I'm smarter.
Wait, sorry. Hold it, I didn't have a tune right. God damn it. Hold
I thought that was pretty good.
That's not it. Okay.
I think she said I was smarter.
Yeah.
Oh, I am. I think really there's no doubt that I don't know. I really think that I'm smarter.
Yeah.
I really do.
And why is that?
Because he's just a bull. He's a Bolivian bull.
Oh,
a
bull. Yeah. I understand.
With a giant
Oh, wow. Karen.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, I'm going to stop now.
Yeah. How long does it take you to
Thank
get ready
you very
in
much,
the morning?
Karen.
Hours. Hours on end. I love you, baby.
Bye-bye.
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 She's Bye. Fading.
Okay. Mike, you were pretty certain that you are the smarter of
yes.
the two.
Yes.
Let's see what your wife says.
Definitely Mike.
Oh, that's very nice. Nice.
Thank you.
Nice. Very nice.
TMOS Classic.
All right, the last question of round
That could have gone either way.
One.
Like Jim Neighbors.
Buzz?
Yes.
What do you think Marcia thinks is your most irritating habit?
Ooh, this is a good one.
Oh, I have several, but I think the one that's going to stand out most in her mind mm-hmm. is correcting her.
Correcting her.
Yeah, but how okay. often are you able to do that?
Well, okay, attempting to correct her.
That's funny.
And the answer is all day.
That's okay, much good. Funnier. I knew it would be funny. It's funnier than I thought it would be. It's terrific. All right.
Okay, Rob.
My most annoying habit
that
so
she
many.
Will say.
That she will say. Mm-hmm. Probably because I'm, you know, so handsome. It's distracting. Mm-hmm. But she will probably say, I'm very, very negative.
Okay.
So she'll say that I have a negative outlook.
All right,
on
your
stuff.
Answer you is negative. Now we got that locked thinking. In. And Oscar, right. what do you think your most annoying habit is to your girlfriend?
She doesn't like it. I guess she says I pick on her at times, mm-hmm. which I don't know.
Okay.
If that does that fall into
That's
is sure, that too
sure.
broad?
Okay. Similar to sure. yeah.
Mike.
I don't mean to.
Speaking of,
I know you said you were struggling with
Rob
this
threw
one.
A wild card in when he said mm-hmm. negative because Carla does not like me being negative in traffic. She doesn't like me being, but I'm going to tell you if it's a real habit, if you're talking about a habit, something from the word go. The get-go that she hates me doing, she is not. When I pick my nose, she doesn't like it when yeah. I pick my
okay.
nose.
Yeah.
That is
most girls yeah. like that,
right?
Yeah, it's your true. Nose.
She hates me. I mean, Carla has a real thing about it. If she even right. suspects right. that my finger is going north,
yeah.
she does not like it at
you
all.
You know, if you go to Dr. Friedman, he'll allow you to pick your nose.
That's right.
Select the one
whatever
you like.
I like the Robert Kennedy.
I have to ask, do you ever run to another room?
No.
Okay.
Mike
no.
just doesn't run.
All right. No, I just wait. I wait till so she's not looking, and I flick it on all the right. floor.
Okay.
Attaboy. All right. All right. So we're back. Buzz to
yes.
you.
Yes.
You feel that she might say that you're always correcting
I correct.
Her.
Yeah. I was
okay,
trying to correct.
Let's hear
her.
What Marcia says.
All right. Very good.
He's always right.
Now that's an interesting. That's he, she
I
says
leave that
he's
to the
always
job.
Right.
I say no.
I say no. That right. doesn't count.
No.
Okay.
Because it's two different actions. Yeah.
All right.
She's wrong about that, though.
Take away those points.
I don't find that annoying. I find that charming.
And
it's a
Rob.
Damn fun way to make a living, I'll tell you that.
You said negative.
Yeah, my negative,
most...
my negativity.
Let's see if you're right.
Oh, boy. His puns.
His puns.
Oh, oh she oh, can
I'm
lick
so
it.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, cut him to the quick.
Let me tell you something, honey. Those puns bought you a house.
Right.
Just not a very good one.
Well,
but
the puns
weren't very good yeah, either.
Can you just, I feel stupid, but puns?
Oh, give him a pun. Rob would be the perfect person to do.
Wordplay.
A wordplay.
Like for yourself, for someone, if you were out of work, you would be a hobolivian. A
hobo
living.
Oh, I get
right.
it.
Shakespeare
yeah,
called
it.
Upon
I
the
it.
Lowest form of comedy.
Like, for example, you're wearing the neck brace today? Yeah. So, well, Oscar is braced for action today.
Oh, exactly.
That's a play on words.
That's a play on words.
Okay, Oscar, mm-hmm. you
and
said
they are
that
delightful.
You said that you always pick on your girlfriend.
Yes.
Right? Let's see if you're right.
Mm-hmm. When he shakes his legs when he's, like, trying to go to sleep, the first time I met, he, like, spooned me, and it feels like he's humping me, and I was like... You know, that's not going to get you very far. But it just turns out it's like a reflex when he's going to sleep.
Yes, uh-huh. It's so, RLS. And my butt wiggles before I go to bed.
That is an yes. incorrect answer.
And that no. might be the longest response that we've gotten
yeah.
from a significant
yeah.
other yet.
She hates it so
and,
much.
And Mike, you said pick your nose.
Nose picking.
So let's listen to this, and let's listen to it all the way through.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh dear.
He picks his nose.
Wait.
Okay, really, I said he picks his nose, but honestly, okay, what irritates me the most?
Oh, no!
Oh, I know. His negativity.
Oh!
That's
sorry.
It? Wow.
And that
nice
is
job.
The
Close.
End of round
Perfect.
One.
We had a chance to win it. Very cool. We had a chance to win the round.
It takes
God
two.
Damn
I'll
it.
Give you guys a scoring update.
Yes,
basically, we've got Buzz here at 30 points. Yeah. We've got Rob at 20, mm-hmm. Oscar at 30, and Mike at 30.
Wow.
We would have been ahead.
So we'll be back with more of the Newlywed
Game.
Yeah.
You want to see negative, you'll
right
see it this weekend.
After this.
Hey, folks. Thank you for listening. Join us next week on TMOS Classic for the thrilling conclusion of the Newlywag Game. Who will win? You'll see next week on TMOS Classic. Also, don't forget, we'll see you at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. We'll all be there for the Kentucky Derby, and that's Saturday this weekend. Races at 6, we'll be there at 5. Talk to you then, and don't forget your hats.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Marabona Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.